Did Facebook save my life? I like to think that it did. A few weeks ago, I was sitting in our camper van with Jean when I suddenly got tunnel vision. I could only see the first part of any word that I tried to read. Thinking I had a migraine, I decided to have a bit of a kip, which I did. And when I awoke, I did one of the first things that I usually do is I had a look at Facebook, see what people are up to. I looked down the list of names on my Facebook page and didn't recognise any of the names. In fact, some of them didn't even seem like names, but everything else seemed to be normal. Anyway, I thought that somehow I got into somebody else's account, so I logged out, logged back in again, same thing again, didn't recognise any of the names. Did it again, same thing. And then I thought to myself, I'm still asleep, I'm dreaming this. Anyway, I looked at Jean and I could hear her breathing, I could hear her turning the pages of a book. And I thought, I'm not asleep, I'm awake. So I said to her, who's Andy McDonald? And she said, you know, Andy and Marianne, they're good friends of ours. I had no idea who either of these people were. Jean realised there was something wrong. She asked me how many children I'd got. I replied, 4, but I could only remember 3 of the names. Jean had a look on NHS Direct and we soon realised, we were to self-diagnose us, that I'd had a transient ischemic attack, which is a very minor stroke caused by a heart arrhythmia which I'd developed. I believe now probably because of too much food, too much booze and not enough exercise. Anyway, 4 weeks later, after numerous self-injections in the stomach, warfarin tablets, and various other drugs and potions, I'm a different person. I was up at 5:30 this morning, I feel full of life, and I'm really grateful to Facebook. Facebook saved my life.